the Army Corps of Engineers may fast-track permits for a contested pipeline project in the Great Lakes and a fossil fuel plant in Superior. It's Thursday, February 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has updated a policy to now ban transgender students from playing in girls' sports. And there's new state legislation that was introduced that would stop local governments from prohibiting chickens or vegetable gardens on private property. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
The Army Corps of Engineers may fast-track permits for a contested pipeline project in the Great Lakes and a fossil fuel plant in Superior. As Danielle Kading reports, the agency deemed them eligible for emergency permits.
The move follows President Donald Trump's executive order last month declaring a national energy emergency. The Army Corps may fast-track a permit for Canadian firm Enbridge. The company is looking to build a tunnel to house its Line 5 oil and gas pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. Beth Wallace with the National Wildlife Federation says it's an effort to sidestep the permitting process.
And we are urging members of Congress to not allow permit rubber stamping or sidestepping to expedite the interests of Enbridge in this case.
An Enbridge spokesperson says the company is still waiting for a decision on its permit after applying almost 5 years ago. Approvals for a gas-fired power plant in Superior and six other projects could also be fast-tracked in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The state organization that oversees most Wisconsin high school athletic programs updated its transgender policy yesterday, following in the footsteps of the Trump administration. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's new policy says only athletes, quote, designated as females at birth are allowed to compete in girls' sports. Abigail Sweats heads Fair Wisconsin. She says being a part of a sports team is important for children to feel like they belong.
Honestly, I'd say it's even more important for trans kids because they're living in a world that really questions them at every turn, where they often feel like they don't belong. But when a trans kid gets to play sports on a team where they belong, that can make such a huge difference.
WIAA's change comes as President Donald Trump signed the No Men in Women's Sports executive order this month. The NCAA has made a similar policy change for college athletics. For the first time in years, the Wisconsin State Assembly has formally recognized February as Black History Month during the month of February. These kinds of resolutions usually pass with little fanfare, but starting in 2019, the effort has faced controversy in the Republican-held legislature. Representative Supreme Moore Omokunde of Milwaukee said Black history is about understanding different experiences.
We are often addressed with phrases, why does everything have to be about race? Aren't we all the same, all of us? And my answer to that is no, not all the time. We're not always the same.
The resolution came as many federal agencies canceled their observances of Black History Month. That was to comply with President Donald Trump's executive orders curtailing diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Two bills introduced in the state legislature this week would stop local governments in Wisconsin from prohibiting chickens or vegetable gardens on private property. Nick Rommel has more.
When Darla LeClaire first joined the city council in Two Rivers 7 years ago, the city didn't allow residents to plant vegetables in their front yards. She spent years trying to change that local rule.
Come on, why are you so prejudiced against peas, you know?
And finally got her way in November 2024. Her efforts got the attention of Shea Sortwell, a Republican representing the nearby 2nd District in the State Assembly. He says his bills are about balancing two rights, the right to keep your neighborhood looking a certain way, and the right to grow your own food.
Producing your own food should be a higher priority.
Sortwell introduced similar bills last session, which failed. This time around, he says bipartisan support has him feeling more optimistic. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you follow Wisconsin politics, you might have heard of the name Kirk Bangstad. He's the owner of Minocqua Brewing Company and has a super political action committee to support Democratic politicians and causes. But now he's facing criminal defamation charges. We're going to hear from WPR's Rob Mentzer about the man behind the super PAC. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
And finally, the owner of Minocqua Brewing Company is facing criminal defamation charges in Oneida County. It's a rarely used statute that some say runs afoul of the First Amendment. Kirk Bangstad owns the company and its political action committee. He's been a lightning rod for controversy and publicity. Rob Mentzer reports on Bangstad's conflicts and what his super PAC's finances show.
To some Wisconsin liberals, Kirk Bangstad is a minor celebrity. His Minocqua Brewing Company sells irreverent t-shirts and beers themed around Democratic politics, and he's seemingly always in the news. His super PAC puts up billboards and has funded a string of lawsuits meant to change Wisconsin policy.
I feel like I fight for what I think is right, and I feel like I'm a fighter.
But Bangstad is also a magnet for controversy. To his critics, he's an online troll, more focused on publicity stunts than on changing public opinion. Even political allies say he's unnecessarily confrontational. Mary Hayes is a former chair of the Shawamigan Democrats.
His values and his heart are in the right place, but he's his own worst enemy.
Bangstad has feuded with Northwoods officials since 2020 when he put a large banner on his business supporting Democrat Joe Biden. The town of Minocqua told him to take it down. He refused and appealed to online followers to help him pay the cost of fines and legal fees. Lawsuits and online appeals for money would become a pattern through years of other zoning disputes with the county.
Thank God I have 90,000 Facebook followers and a very large email list that I can ask them to help offset some of my costs from time to time, because I would have gone bankrupt other than that.
Scott Holowinski is chair of the Oneida County Zoning Committee. He categorically denies targeting Bangstad.
Everything is unfair, and it's all about freedom of speech and his constitutional rights. And basically, he figures if he throws that out there, that exempts him from following any other rules.
In 2023, Bangstad was found liable for defamation in a civil case after falsely claiming the Lakeland Times publisher Greg Walker had left his own brother to die after a hunting accident. Less than a year later, Bangstad posted a doctored photo showing Walker in a sadomasochistic pose. That post is the subject of the criminal defamation charges Bangstad faces now. He maintains that Wisconsin's law is unconstitutional. Walker declined to comment. Days after the arrest, Bangstad wrote that his super PAC had raised more than $20,000 from followers to help cover legal costs. Bangstad's PAC has funded lawsuits in Wisconsin to force masking in schools, end voucher schools, and last year to block Republican Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot. He also sued Oneida County officials. All of the lawsuits made state or national news when he filed them. Three federal lawsuits were dismissed. The Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear the voucher schools challenge. Bangstad called these lawsuits the main work of the super PAC.
The four lawsuits are the vast majority of what we spent with the super PAC.
In fact, legal costs accounted for about one-third of the PAC's spending in the last 2 years, according to records Bangstad submitted to the Federal Elections Commission. Of about $1 million in donations, more than $300,000 went to two organizations, Effervescent Blue and NCPS. Neither has a website or a storefront, and they're not registered businesses in Wisconsin. When WPR asked him about these payments, Bangstad ended the interview.
So that question is so out of bounds.
Bangstad says he's been targeted by Republicans, and he accuses WPR of being part of that plot.
The fact that you asked that question suggests that you are part of the Republican Party that's trying to hurt my super PAC and trying to hurt my political activism.
An expert on campaign finance said the payments were unusual, but could be going to people who wanted to mask their involvement with Bangstad. But there aren't many checks on super PAC financing. Experts said donors may stop giving if they think their money is not being spent effectively. Bangstad says he'll keep fighting his legal cases and keep seeking donations. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to WPR's Rob Mentzer for bringing us that story. Quick check of weather before we let you go, and it's feeling warmer across the state today with high temperatures reaching all the way into the 20s today. We'll see some more sunshine as the day goes on as well, but maybe some light snow just to start the day in northern Wisconsin. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the warmth. We'll talk to you again soon.